WPGW Sports presents Fort Recovery Indians Baseball. This coverage of Indians baseball brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear and the sports department of WPGW Radio. And now, Fort Recovery Indians baseball.
And a very pleasant good afternoon, everybody. Rob Weaver with Bob Stogler. It's a big game today for Fort Recovery. In essence, Bob, this is pretty much the conference title on the line today.
Absolutely, Rob. You're coming in 6-1. It's a Henry 6-1, and we lack our chances against New Knoxville. And this is a big step for us tonight, and against a team that you know, you don't have to talk about them much to know what kind of tradition they got here. And then they bring another really good ball club into today's game.
And kind of a surprise, Nick Twaits is not starting the game today for Fort Recovery. It's going to be Cade Wendell instead.
Yeah, it surprised me a little bit. I thought Cade would go. He had 5 days rest. He only pitched Thursday, but he's. I think he might be in relief. I think all hands on deck here today, Rob.
Well, we hope so. Big game here. Fort Recovery's 15-4, 6-1 in the league. They're tied with St. Henry for the league title. Minster is 13-6. They are 4-3 in the league. And we're underway here with Cade Wendell leading off of Fort Recovery. He'll be followed by Will Holman and Nick Twaits. Again, Twaits playing left field today instead of pitching. And there's a ball. Makes the count now 2-1 to Cade Wendell. The pitcher is Austin Brown, a sophomore for Minster, who is a left-handed hurler. He is 4-0 on the year coming into the game today. I got a hunch, this is kind of a similar game to Coldwater, Bob, that a run or two is going to make the difference.
I agree with you, Rob. I think that, it's that one about to go Phillies.
Right by Harold. Foul ball.
He tried to show a tough man, stick his hand out there. He about lost it.
2-2 the count now to Cade Wendell, batting from the left side. Here's the pitch. That's ball 3. 3-2.
Cade, of course, Rob, delivered that big hit for the victory against Coldwater. Last time we played a game was last Thursday. It seems kind of weird to have 4 or 5 days off. We haven't had that this year.
Of course, we had prom Friday, and then they had honors night last night. There is ball 4, and Cade Wendell is on the base on balls. So we'll see if he goes. He does. He still leads the Indians' all-time career in stolen bases.
Right, absolutely.
Here we go with the next batter. Will Holman steps in, another senior for the Indians. He is hitting 271, plays center field. By the way, Cade Wendell, 333, and that was the top average on the team. Little bunt is...
He's out.
Oh, he's out. Hit the ball on out of the box.
Yep.
So Will Holman trying to bunt, and he ran into the ball after he bunted the ball, and that is an out. So that's a tough break. So much for the sacrifice.
Yeah. Yeah, Will's so fast, he beat the ball out, Rob. I think that's what happened. Come on, Nick.
So Nick Twaits steps in now, another senior hitting 277. Again, today he's playing left field instead of pitching. And there is a call, strike one, hitting from the right side. Ben Holman is on deck. We have just one out here. Runner at first base and speedy Cade Wendell. Pretty big lead there, Bob. Throw back, and he's safe.
Yeah, I think, without him not getting that bunt down, I think Cade will have the green light to go. Try to get in scoring position for number 2.
There's a check swing, and that's a ball. 1-1 to Nick Twaits.
Wind blowing dead out the left here, Rob, so it wouldn't surprise me to see somebody get a hold of one.
This Minster team is a hitting team. About every kid in their lineup has a higher batting average than our best. Here's a fly ball into shallow center.
Trouble.
And the second baseman goes over and makes the play for the out. That was Alex Lemkuhl.
I don't know if the shortstop didn't see it, but he kind of looked at each other when the ball was about halfway down, and then the second baseman made a nice play.
Again, Alex Wimcool, one of the seniors for the Minster Wildcats, making that play. And that steps up, brings up Ben Homan. Swinging a ground ball right back to the pitcher. Nice play by Brown. He goes to first for the out.
Yes, sir. Nice play.
Ben Homan has retired 1-3 as Austin Brown fields it on the ground. Throws over to Jack Heitbrink at first base for the out. And it's a fairly quick inning here. Unfortunately, leadoff walk by Cade Wendell goes for naught. So no runs on no hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We're at the middle of the first inning. It's Fort Recovery, nothing. And the Minster Wildcats coming up.
What seems to be your problem?
Doc, every time I close my eyes, I dream of a turkey sandwich.
Did you go to the IGA today?
Why, yes.
You are simply thinking of the most wonderful experience of your day, so satisfy your dream and buy some turkey.
Moo, moo.
What is that cow doing in my lobby?
Oh, Doc, I was dreaming of a glass of milk.
Folks, sweet dreams. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I thought I dialed the time and temperature number.
This isn't time and temperature.
Don't you have something for everyone?
Are you one of Derek's friends?
Yeah, he sits beside me at school and always talks about how you guys have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. Why do you need to know the time and temperature?
So I know when it's okay to go out and play.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Back here at Minster, the Hanover Street Stadium, and we move to the bottom of the first inning. No score in the game. And Cade Wendell gets the start here for the Indians this afternoon. Cade on the year so far, he has won three and lost one. He's pitched 15 and a third innings, given up 11 hits, has struck out 24 in 15 and a third. Pretty good.
Yep.
And he's walked only six. His earned run average is 2.28.
Coming off a good outing against Parkway Panthers. Again, the Indians won 4-2 last Tuesday. A rainy, kind of a miserable day. And Cade threw strikes, and we'll expect him to do the same thing. But this lineup's pretty solid, Rob. You talked on about it earlier. Minster can rake, and the Indians got to play some good defense behind their pitcher.
Yeah, their average is 278, 291, 481, 412, 345, 435. They are tough hitters.
Absolutely. And, you know, they're kind of defending state champions. And they just win here. Coach Wiss is one of the best in the state.
Mike Wiss, the head coach, and he was inducted into the Hall of Fame for baseball this year. And deservedly so. That misses for a ball. I don't know how many state titles he has. What, four?
Yeah, it looks like they've got...
There's a bounding ball to Ben Homan. He makes the play, and there's the perfect throw to first base to Reese Rogers, and there's the out. Oberding is retired 6-3.
Yeah, they won state 2011, 12, and 17, and I know that's all in the direction of Coach Wiss. Runners up in 2003.
MAC champs. They were MAC champs last time back in 2013. First pitch is ball one to Isaac Smeezing. He's hitting 291. He's a senior shortstop. There's a call strike. Cade Wendell seems to be humming right along so far on the mound here for the Indians. Here's the next pitch. Swinging a foul back. One ball, two strikes. We got Reese Rogers at first. Over at second base is Joe Homan. Ben Homan is the shortstop. Riley Post is the third baseman. Out and left is Nick Twaits. Will Homan is in center. Over in right field for Fort Recovery, as usual, is Ethan Shane. Behind the plate, Cody Shinneberry. And again, Cade Wendell is on the mound for Fort Recovery in this big MAC game today. There's two and two now. Alex Lemcool is on deck. Ground ball hit right to Riley Post. Makes the play. Here's the throw, and there's the out. Nice play by Riley.
Hard hit ball. One hopper right to Riley.
Perfect. That would have handcuffed some third baseman.
Yeah. Riley's done a nice job down there at third for Coach Cowper.
Second baseman Alex Lemcool.
Here's senior second baseman Alex Lemcool. He has the hottest average on the team at 481. So this kid can swing the bat. kind of a slender kid, really, not a really muscle-bound guy.
A little bit like me.
He must get his bat on the ball. Probably has a pretty quick bat, I would guess. There's a ball. Wild pitch, no harm done. Two balls and no strikes to Alex Lemkuhl. I don't know what he was trying to do on that pitch. Cade goes again. 2-0. There's a call strike on a fastball.
I think the Minster team's all like Coldwater, Rob. I think they are good fastball hitters. I think what Cade will do is you'll see him throw a lot of breaking pitches and trying to stay ahead of him on the count. But I look for Cade to throw a lot of breaking pitches today against Minster Wildcats.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss.
That wasn't no breaking ball there, was it?
2-2 now. Here comes the next pitch. Swing and a foul back. I meant to mention Jay County is playing tonight also on our other stations. So if you're listening on your smartphone or if you know somebody who wants to listen on the smartphone, they need to go to WPGWradio.com. There's a ball that got into the dirt, and Cody Shinneberry throws to first baseman Reese Rogers for the out.
Nice play by Cody. Ball in the dirt. 1-2-3.
Record that as a strikeout after he fell behind 2-0.
Correct.
No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We're at the end of one. Fort Recovery and Minster tied 0-0.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with St. Henry Bank. Looking for a new home, farm, or business? Come see me today at 419-852-4049. We do banking the personalized way. We get to know you with a smile and a handshake. St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this Mother's Day with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your mother or grandmother. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Here's Reese Rogers stepping in there. Reese is the number five hitter in the order. He's had a pretty nice, solid bat this year, all year long for Reese. Bats from the left side, facing Austin Brown, the sophomore. There's a call strike. No balls, one strike.
How about this day today, huh?
Boy, it's a dandy.
Wow.
Beautiful day today here at the Hanover Street Stadium. Misses for a ball. One ball, one strike.
Nice crowd on hand. Look like it. Bleachers are all about full. The seats, they got nice. They put seats in here and stuck a little money in the old Hanover Park. And I agree with you, Rob. It's a beautiful facility.
Yeah, I noticed they've got regular stadium seats there. 2-1 the count now. That's a ball. Here's Austin Brown with his next pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. It's 2-2.
Minster, the number four seed in their sectional on the drawing on Sunday, and that goes to show you how solid that Division Four is this year with St. Henry and Minster and Lincolnview and a lot of good ball clubs down there.
Ball hit to the first baseman, goes over to the pitcher covering first, and they nip Reese Rogers. That was a pretty close. Rogers is out, though. That went from 3-1 in the scorebook for the first out. That'll bring up Cody Shinneberry. He's hitting 170. Cody is the catcher, of course, for Fort Recovery. Well, IU fans are excited that Romeo Langford is going to IU next year.
I watched that live on the internet, and there had to be a lot of people there for that announcement because the roar was up in New Albany. I think the roar was up all over the state of Indiana. That's a great pickup for Archie Miller and the Hoosiers.
It is. That might be a turnaround point for Archie. IU fans were not exactly thrilled with the season this year. And they had some injury issues. There's a call strike. It makes it one ball and one strike.
Well, the expectations were so high with Archie. You know, he was the young go-getter, you know, at UD, and everybody wanted him. And when they signed him, you know, I think the IU faithful, and you know, you're one of them. And that big expectations and injuries played a huge part in IU season, and a little disappointed, but I think that's going to change with the signing of Langford. You'll at least have him for 1 year.
Yeah, it should be. 3-1, there's ball four. Oh, nope, they called a strike. 3-2. Again, Cody Shinneberry at the plate, a full count. And he is looking for any kind of a runner here today, anticipating a very close game. Call strike three, watch that one go by, and that's two down. That brings Joe Holman to the plate now. Joe is hitting 194. He is the second baseman. Indians' batting average is pretty much way off from Minster. Let me see. Minster's team batting average comes in at... Let's see if I can figure this out here. Get the right piece of paper over here.
Minster's team RA is 4.6 and Fort Recovery's is 2.3. So definitely the Indians are more of a pitcher's team and manufacture runs where the Wildcats are, they're going to score runs. But you can score against them, and the Indians are hoping to get on the board here today, get some runs, get a W, get out of here.
So review for me again, the last time the Indians beat Coldwater in baseball was when?
Well, we beat them a couple of years ago at Coldwater, but we hadn't beat them at home since 1981. Our first base coach, Harold Frehley's senior year. Big Fee played third base for that team. And he was part of that team that beat the Cavaliers.
Swinging a foul back for Joe Holman. Makes it no balls, two strikes still. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball right back to Austin Brown. Should be an out, and it is. Brown fires down to Jack Heitbrink for the out. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We're at the middle of the second inning. The Indians and the Minster Wildcats are tied 0-0.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 Series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Jay County has a big conference game today as well, playing South Adams. And again, if you folks have tuned in for that, you can hear that at 1440 AM, 105.3 FM. Or if you go on your smartphone, again, go to WPGWradio.com and tap on Listen Live AM on your smartphone.
We did the girls' game Saturday. Fort Recovery Radio did the girls' game versus Jay County. And that was a lot of fun, Rob. And a lot of runs scored and some hard hit softball. And them girls can play. There's a lot of good girl athletes playing softball this year for both them teams.
30 some runs, wasn't it?
Yeah, we was there for about 3 hours.
Your batter to lead off here is Jared Hillsman for Minster. Swing and a miss, strike two.
That was a good curve there by Cade. Had him out in front.
Cade Wendell on the mound for Fort Recovery. Kind of surprisingly today, we expected Nick Twaits to pitch, but not the case. Hillsman's hitting 412. And there's strike three as he goes down looking. That's a nice fastball that dinged him. He wasn't expecting a strike on that pitch.
No, he wasn't. No two pitch. And Cade threw right down the heart of the plate and tied him up. Indians get the first out. Inning number two.
Here's Jack Heitbrink. He is the first baseman hitting 345 for Minster. Swinging a foul at the plate. field for the Indians again. Reese Rogers. He bats from the left side. Again, facing Cade Wendell here in the bottom of the second inning. No score in the game. There's a swing and a fly ball. Should be caught out into center, and Will Homan makes the play. Oh, he dropped it.
The ball.
E8. Ouch. You don't see Will make an error very often.
No, you don't.
And again, I think the sun was an issue in that case. Popped right out of his mitt. Snow coned it.
Yeah, it might be the first error of his career.
I don't know that I've seen him come in.
Seriously, I've never seen him make an error.
So, that gives Minster a little bit of a break here. Putting a runner at first base, and that'll bring up Austin Shinneberry, who's hitting .435, a senior catcher for Minster. Both teams have a Shinneberry catching, Cody and Austin. First pitch is strike one. Check swing.
Got him.
Strike two.
Yeah, one around.
Tried to hold up and didn't get it done. Wearing my favorite number, number four.
That's one got you in the heart?
Yeah.
You got to give us why that is?
There's strike three. That was high, but he must have gone around.
Yeah, he did.
That was Dukie's number.
Oh, yeah?
Duke Snyder.
Yeah.
That was a Duke Snyder number. Duke Snyder.
Number four.
That was way back there. Two outs. Here's a swing and a pop-up off the left. Adam Konapke is the batter now, and he is hitting .222, senior third baseman for the Wildcats. Yeah, of course, Duke played for Brooklyn, then Los Angeles, eventually played for the Mets.
So was you a fan of that team then?
Oh, pretty much, yeah.
Was you?
Yeah.
Are you a Reds fan back then or not?
No, not really. I can't say that I'm a Reds fan right now either.
I went to bed last night. We were ahead 5-3, so we got beat 6-5.
No balls, two strikes now. Cade Wendell pitching. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Nice inning for Cade. He gets three strikeouts. No runs, no hits, one error, and one runner left on base. A rare Will Homan error in center field as he dropped a high pop-up. So we're at the end of two. Still, it's no score. Fort Recovery, Minster.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to the genie.
Genie who?
The genie that lives in the magic lamp. Don't you have something for everyone?
Do you know Derek?
I'm his sister. She always says he has something for everyone.
We do with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. You don't need a magic genie to get great service here.
But I wanted to wish for a pony.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Back here at Minster, we move to the third inning. No score. Well, I guess that's what we expected, a close game.
Yeah, we did.
Austin Brown, the sophomore lefty, pitching now to Cody Shinneberry, actually to Ethan Shane, correction. Ethan's average at .136.
But he sure had the big hit the other night, Rob, in that seventh inning against Coldwater.
I think he had a big hit in the Versailles game, too.
I think that's right. Absolutely. Well, he's a senior, you know, and this is the stuff that he's programmed for, and he's ready to go. And the kid's a winner, so big finish for this kid.
Fastball misses for ball two, 2-1. Minster players thought that might have been a strike. Rob Weaver, Bob Stogler here at Minster at the Hanover Street Stadium. There's a swing and a drive to center field, but the center fielder is going to be there for the catch. Jack Oberding goes back to make the play. That was a nice, well-hit ball, but not quite well enough.
Yeah, he hit it on the screws right at him.
It was about as good as you can do it. Here's Riley Post, the third baseman. He's hitting 172. And he is the number nine hitter in the order. There's a call strike. Austin Brown, sophomore, on the mound for the Minster Wildcats. They're 13-6 on the year. Fort Recovery's 15-4. But the Indians are co-leaders of the MAC right now at 6-1. Minster is 4-3. St. Henry's the other team that's 6-1. They've got a pretty tough game tonight, I think. New Bremen, maybe.
There's
one, the hit down the left side. Base hit. Base hit for the number nine guy, Riley Post. That's what you like to see.
Yeah, line shot right in the left field. First hit of the game.
Sometimes that can get things going. Got the top of the order coming up here. That is the second base runner for Fort Recovery. Cade Wendell was the other one when he walked to lead off the game, but ended up being stranded at first base. Cade batting in the left side here. He's the pitcher today for Fort Recovery. There is call strike. Ben Homan actually has a terrific ERA for Fort Recovery pitching staff. He's like less than 0.5. That's low for a ball. Next game is New Knoxville Thursday, maybe. The weather forecast is not looking so great.
Yes, a chance of thunderstorms. I
wonder when they'd play that if it does get postponed.
Well, I think the tournament starts next week, right? If I'm mistaken.
Yes, it does start next week, and our sectional championship game is on Friday, May the 11th.
May 11th, so, you know, I would think that Saturday maybe they could reschedule that. I know we don't have a game Saturday.
It's high for a ball. Well, you know, let's hope we can get it in. Lots of time. I never get too antsy about a weather forecast until the day before.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And even then, you never know. You're listening to WPGW-FM 100.9 on your FM dial, Portland, Indiana.
All right, all right.
Ball four for Cade Wendell. Second time he walks against Austin Brown. That puts runners at first and second with one out. That'll bring up Will Homan.
It'll be interesting to see what Jerry has Will do here. One out, runners at first and second. Will's a good bunter. But I like to see him swing the bat. But squares the bunt.
Pulls it back, ball one. Yeah, he tried to bunt the last time. Tried to bunt Cade over the last time and hit the ball after he bunted the ball. And when he got out of the box and was called out. Will Homan going to University of St. Francis. There's a foul bunt. One ball, one strike. Nice young man. Quite an athlete. Austin Brown, the sophomore left-handed pitcher for Minster, ready to go. Pitching out of the stretch. There's a bunt attempt, foul. So it's now 1-2. Now you go ahead and let him swing away.
Yeah, let him swing. But who knows? Jerry may make him bunt, too. Jerry's been known to bunt with two strikes.
One ball, two strikes to Will.
Tweetsy on deck. Come on. Come on, kid. Base hit.
There's a swing and a slow roller to the
tough
third
play.
Baseman. Going to be tough. He's going to not get him. He's safe. The bases are loaded. Will Homan beat out an infield hit. How about that?
Yeah, slow chopper, third baseman. Kanapke made a nice play at third, Rob. Threw a strike over there, but Willie beat it out with his speed. And Tweetsy's up, bases loaded, chance to do some damage.
I didn't know there for a moment if he was going to be able to get that get on there safely or not, but he just beat it out. That brings up Nick Tweets with the bases loaded and only one out. Great scoring opportunity here for Fort Recovery.
Yeah, you wouldn't want anybody else, but maybe, you know, Cade, but Tweetsy hitting your hitter against Tweetsy.
He's hitting 277. Last time he popped up to the second baseman. swinging a foul off the left. No balls, one strike to Nick Twaits. Today, Twaits is the left fielder for the time being. I'm sure he would be poised to come in relief if he needs to. A base hit here would give the Indians a 2-0 lead, at least. In the dirt and got by the catcher, and everybody holds. With one out, there's not a lot of room behind the plate either.
I'd say that's a good job by Coach Kemp holding Riley there.
It makes the count now 1-1. Again, if you tuned in for the Jay County game, that's being heard at 105.3 FM and 1440 AM. Or if you're on your smartphone, you just click on. There's a drive to right field, caught. The runner's going home. Here comes the throw. He's in there. It's 1-0. Sacrifice fly for Nick Twaits. Flight out to right fielder Jacob Hoying. That's two away. Coming in to score is Riley Post, who got on a big base hit in this inning.
Kate also went to third on the sack fly.
And Will Homan stayed on first. This will bring up Ben Homan. He is the cleanup batter. Pretty nice bat at 298. Hit one back to the pitcher last time up. Indians draw first blood here, leading 1-0 over the Minster Wildcats. Here we go with the next pitch from Austin Brown. That's high for a ball. That's way high. If Ben can keep it going, then Maurice Rogers would be next. We do have two outs here in the top of the third. One run home. Here's the next pitch. There's a swing and a high fly will probably be caught. Center fielder's there. He makes the play for the out. Jack Oberding hangs it in. And so the inning comes to an end. We were hoping for two runs, but we got one. One run on a total of two base hits. There were no errors on Minster, and we ended up with two left on base. We're at the middle of the third inning, Fort Recovery 1 and Minster nothing.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbohler, Chief Relationship Officer with St. Henry Bank. Our bank has been serving all kinds of customers, large and small, for over 100 years as a locally owned institution. We believe that finances are a sacred thing. That's why whether you're looking to buy or sell a home or business, improve your operation with good sound advice, or just get another opinion, come see us today. Because there's peace of mind in just having a good financial partner. Just give us a call today at 419-678-2358. The St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. It is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe in the sun this summer. Enjoy savings of 20% off all sunscreen and skin safety items in May at Kalp Pharmacy. Many national brands and special products, including Bullfrog's combined sunscreen and mosquito repellent, tan towels for a streakless tan, and natural chemical-free brush-on block powder sunscreen. So stop at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Arcanum, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, we move to the bottom of the third inning. Score is 1-0. Indians are on top. Cade Wendell remains on the mound for Fort Recovery. It'll be number 8, 9, and 1 coming up here. Jacob Hoying, Anthony Bainline, and Jack Oberding. Got those Minster names here.
That's a big run we got there in the top of the third. Good job of hitting, and Riley Post get us going. And comes in, scores the Indians' lead run, leading 1-0, bottom of the third.
Call strike to Jacob Hoying. This is his first at bat in the game. It's a ball, one ball, one strike.
So let's look at this, Rob. Minster won, now think about this. They won baseball state championship last year. They won the football state championship this year. And their girls won the basketball state championship this year. That's three in a row seasons of state championships.
Not too bad. No, huh?
That's pretty good, ain't it?
There's a swing and a foul.
So I would say most of these kids know how to win, especially because there's seven seniors on their baseball pro team, too.
Did they beat us in the district last year?
They beat us? No. Parkway beat us district last year. Remember that?
Yeah,
we don't want to talk about that, do we?
Let's
move on to that one.
There's strike three. Jacob Hoying goes down. Yeah, that was a disaster of a game. It's kind of like you know, the wheels fall off, and really that had not happened to that team in a long time. I'm sure they want to go back and make something, make amends for that.
Amen.
Swing and a miss on the fastball.
Impressive so far, ain't he?
Has a pretty quick pitch there. Anthony Bainline is the batter now for Minster. Swing and a miss, strike two.
That curve.
That pitch was way down. Cade Wendell, right-handed pitcher, hurls. And swing and a miss, strike three. That's two down. So the first two batters are whiffed. Bing, bing, bing.
That's strikeout number six for Cade.
It is. That will bring up Jack Oberding. I told you earlier that coming into the game, Cade had pitched 15 and one-third innings and had 24 strikeouts in 15 and one-third inning. That's half of your outs, strikeouts.
It is.
There's a ball, ball one, one ball, no strikes to the next batter, Jack Oberding. He rounded out to the shortstop last time. This time it goes to Joe Homan, the second baseman. And Joe guns over to Reese Rogers for the out. It's a 1-2-3 inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We are at the end of three. The Indians lead by a score of 1-0.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do. That job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris commercial mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduce suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series Windows and Doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Rob Weaver, Bob Stogler back at Hanover Street Park in Minster, Ohio. I did finally find the batting averages for the teams. Minster at 330 for a team batting average. Fort Recovery's 233.
That's hard to believe, ain't it?
Quite a difference. That is hard to believe. But the Indians have done it with pitching and good fielding.
And we kind of figured that going in. You know, we had some great arms, and we got a lot of them. And just got a man. We played a lot of terrible weather, like you talked about, Rob. And you know, 2-1, 3-1s, we'll take them. They all add up, don't they?
They sure do. And, of course, that bad weather for about the first dozen games didn't help the batting averages either. This is for a ball to Reese Rogers, batting from the left side. It's two balls and no strikes to Reese, facing sophomore Austin Brown, who has not lost a game yet this year. He's a left-handed pitcher for Minster. There's a call strike, 2-1. Reese didn't agree with that one.
No, he didn't. Reese don't say much, but the look on his face, there he comes on. Mark Steck showed it behind the plate. Mark does a great job. We've had him quite a few times, and then Ron Black's doing the bases today. Your umpires?
There's a call strike. Two balls, two strikes now. To Reese Rogers, Cody Shinneberry's on deck, and Joe Homan will follow that. That's a ball. Full count, 3-2. Reese trying to work his way on base here. See if he'll swing at this. I say he will. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and unfortunately, strike three.
Good heater.
It was. Might have clipped it a little bit. It might have been a foul tip. But the catcher, Austin Shinneberry, able to catch it. One away, and that brings up Cody Shinneberry. Cody bats from the left side. He struck out back in the second inning. There's a call strike. Well, that looked kind of low to me. What'd you think?
Yeah, I thought so too, but as long as they're consistent, I'm okay with it.
There's the next pitch. It's inside for a ball. We'll pass along our sympathy to the John Parker family. John was a great guy and will be missed. He passed away Sunday at Briarwood Village.
Deacon John was just a great guy. I just, you know, everybody in Fort Recovery had, you know, had him as a teacher, and he, everybody knew Deacon John, and just a great guy, and he will definitely be missed.
Swing and a miss, strike three. He was a man of many talents. He taught school for 42 years. He taught driver ed for 23 years. He drove a school bus for many years.
I think that's something. Did it all, didn't he?
Dedicated to the church. And certainly did. Here's the next batter, Joe Homan. He swings and misses. Saw John Homan at the last game. Very nice young man. Always liked to see John. And boy, love to have his bat back in the lineup.
Yeah, that kid could hit the ball.
Always remember his home run at Patrick Henry. That was a dandy.
That was a boomer, absolutely.
No balls, two strikes now to Joe Homan. Misses for a ball, one and two. Two outs here, nobody on in the fourth inning, top of the fourth. This game is moving along very quickly. Fort Recovery leading 1-0. There's a swing and a base hit through the left side of the infield. The shortstop, Isaac Smeezing, moving towards the third base bag, made a dive for it but couldn't get to it.
Boy, these younger kids in this bottom of this lineup, Rob, continue to produce. Come on, Shaney.
Yeah, it was Riley Post who singled and scored back in the third inning, our only run of the game. Get us off to a good start in that inning. Unfortunately, we have two outs here, but here's Ethan Shane stepping in. He flied out to center, a very well-hit ball back in the third inning. Wears number 15 on his uniform. Misses for a ball. Yes, the tournament draw has come out, and we will play the winner of Fostoria or Ada on Friday of next week at 5 o'clock at Fort Recovery. Do you know anything about either of those teams?
I know absolutely nothing about them.
There's a swing and a miss. We are the number 2 seed in the district, as Coldwater was given the number 1 seed. And you explained last week that came out before the Coldwater Fort Recovery game was played.
Correct. That was... They do it a lot different than they used to. Everybody sends in the seeding on the Wednesday, and then the drawing is on Sunday, and then the vote is, then you just pick where you go. And you know, Van Buren is a 4 seed. They're 11-2, and they go up. And what happened was you know, Coldwater got the number 1 seed. They're going up top, take the bye, and then we go below Coldwater, and then it goes to the 3 seed where they got to go, and they got to pick, and it was OG, and then that's their choice. They're going to play Fort Recovery, they're going to play Coldwater. And OG decides to come down and get in our bracket, and that leaves Van Buren with Coldwater. So I think it's the 4 top seeds are all pretty strong ball clubs, I'm sure. And
so we would probably play OG
in the first game of district
semifinals.
Yeah, at Elida High School. And that is an afternoon game. That's like at...
Really?
Yeah. It's Tuesday, Thursday. There's another...
Here's a swing and a base hit past the second baseman. And here comes Joe Homan to third. I'm going to give him a base hit on that, and we'll see what the official scorer decides to do.
I think that's a base hit. Yeah, base hit.
That was a tough play for the second baseman, Alex Lemkuhl. Went right at him, and he's actually hit it at his feet, and he just couldn't get it in his mitt. So we have runners on the corners with two outs, and this will bring up Riley Post.
Coach Wiss is going to go out and talk to his left-hander, and he's walking pretty slow. He may be making a change here.
Yeah, I'd kind of be surprised, really, but number 9 guy coming up, but our number 9 guy did hit Brown the last time. We'll be back in a moment.
Back by popular demand, it is Joe.
Ta-da!
Joe, what are you doing?
Tap dancing.
Joe, you're on the radio. No one can see you tap dance.
Munch, munch, munch.
Joe, what are you doing now?
Eating a turkey sandwich.
Is it good?
It is delicious. Munch, munch, munch.
Folks, eat healthy and stay active like Joe, and make turkey a part of your diet. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms and Joe.
Ta-da!
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
You have cell phones there?
Derek, you again.
I want my own cell phone, so I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks find insurance for their home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't need you calling asking all sorts of questions.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Well, as I predicted, they leave Brown in here for at least one more hitter. Two outs. There's a call strike to Riley Post. Riley, number three on his uniform. He's hitting 172, but he got a big hit and scored back in the third inning to give us our only run of the game. And a throw they got.
Oh, they're playing this.
This is a planned play, and they're going to. And Minster's going to let us have second base. So Jerry Kalp was trying to create a run there, and Minster wouldn't bite.
No, he didn't bite, but now we got two in scoring position. Hit scores two. Good job, Jerry Kalp. Trying to make him to throw that ball around.
Big lead there by Ethan Shane, and he drew the throw to first base, and he tried to draw the throw to second so we could score from third. And Minster did not bite on that.
Didn't bite on it.
1-1, the pitch. There was a ball there.
Come on, Riley. Big at bat right here.
Austin Brown on the mound for Minster, the pitch. That's ball two. 2-1. Next up would be Cade Wendell if Riley Post can keep things going here. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Got a full, not a full count, but a 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners at second and third for the Indians in the top of the fourth inning, trying to get an insurance run home here. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and we did not get it done. Leave runners at second and third. So Riley Post strikes out. We had no runs on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We are at the middle of the fourth inning. It's Fort Recovery 1 and Minster nothing.
You're never more busy than between 9 and 5. So why is that the only time that banks are open? At the St. Henry Bank, we work around your schedule, not ours. That's why we have special early morning, evening, and Saturday hours at our branch inside the St. Henry Shell. We think you'll appreciate our bankers' hours.
When it comes to banks, there's large, and then there's large enough. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein. Large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this Mother's Day with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your mother or grandmother. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Oh, this game again, quickly moving along to the bottom of the fourth now. Bob?
Okay, I got the tournament bracket here, and I was, of course, wrong. The Indians play Friday.
Right.
The 11th at 5 o'clock versus winner of 8 in Fostoria, correct? That's a 12-13 seed.
And that is at
us.
Fort Recovery.
That's at Fort Recovery. And then we will play on the 17th, which is Thursday. That's Thursday afternoon, so that'd be a... Game times are 2 and 4 at Elida High School. So,
which one do we play?
We play the 4 o'clock game.
Okay.
And then we would play the finals at 1 o'clock on Saturday, district final.
There's a ground ball to Joe Homan at second, makes the play, and there's the out as Isaac Smeezing is retired. 4-3. Second time he's grounded out. First time he grounded out to our third baseman, Riley Post. So a Saturday would be a big Coldwater Fort Recovery game, maybe.
And maybe that would be an interesting little matchup, wouldn't it?
That would be.
I'll tell you what would be more interesting.
I know Coldwater kind of felt like they didn't get the long end of the straw the last time.
Yeah, I think so too, you know. But
here's a rip, and right at Joe Homan at second base. Wow. Boy, that ball was well hit.
It handcuffed him. He caught it kind of backwards, but we'll take it. Caught it off his belly, I think.
That was a line shot. Yeah, I think that did ricochet off his body. Ricochet off his body. Here's Jared Hilsman now. He's the cleanup guy, hitting 412. He struck out against Cade Wendell last time up. Here's the next pitch. And that is a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Boy, old Cade's working quick.
Boy, he is. Absolutely.
Not wasting any time. Swing and a miss for strike one.
Wildcats yet to get a hit. They've had one base runner on an error by our center fielder who doesn't make too many errors. I mean, you both said that might be the first one we've ever seen him make.
He misses for a ball. It's 3-1. So Minster on the verge of getting a base runner here with two outs. If Jared Hilsman can complete the walk, the pitch from Cade, ball four. Jared Hilsman draws a base on balls. There's your tying run at first. Then I'll bring up Jack Heitbrink. Heitbrink's hitting 345. He's the one who hit the high fly ball to left center and was dropped by Will Homan. And I still think the sun had something to do with that.
That's what we're blaming it on. I agree.
And there's a ball one. Cody Schindelberg is keeping an eye on the runner at first base, Jared Hilsman.
Cody's done a nice job behind the plate. That was a one-hopper that Cody scooped and made a nice play on. There's another one in the dirt. Come on. Come on, Cade.
Ball two. Well, you don't want to walk this guy and put the tie run at second. We're in the bottom of the fourth, 1-0. Indians on top in this Big Mac conference game. Swinging a ball right back to Cade
nice
Wendell. He's going to shovel it over underhandedly to Reese Rogers, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits. There were no errors, and one runner was left on base. We're at the end of four. Indians leading 1-0.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to the genie.
Genie who?
The genie that lives in the magic lamp. Don't you have something for everyone?
Do you know Derek?
I'm his sister. He always says he has something for everyone.
We do with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. You don't need a magic genie to get great service here.
But I wanted to wish for a pony.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
We move to the fifth inning now.
Hey, let's play add-on right here. You in or out?
Whatever.
Top of the order. Let's get some runs here.
We have got Cade, Will, and Nick coming up.
St. Henry leads Parkway Panthers 1-0 in the fourth inning. Coldwater 2-0 over Versailles in the fourth inning as well.
St. Henry must have New Bremen on Thursday then.
That is correct.
So not an easy week for St. Henry. Two pretty good teams there. First pitch is a ball, one ball, no strikes to Cade Wendell. Cade walked both times in this game against Austin Brown, the left-hander sophomore for Minster. Call strike 1-1. Beautiful day for baseball. Nicest day of the spring.
I mowed today.
Call strike. Well, you were ambitious.
I hit her hard today, I'll tell you that.
One and two. Oh, that hit him.
We'll take that one.
Cade Wendell is on with a hit by a pitch. That will send Cade to first and bring up Will Holman. Will's one for two today. He singled back in the third inning. And he tried to bunt and was out in the first when he ran into the ball after he left the box.
Boy, Cade does what he's supposed to do, don't he? He's been on all three times, I think, ain't he?
Yes, he has. No stolen bases yet today, though. Maybe this is the time.
Well, you can bet he's going to bunt.
Will attempts to bunt, and it's a call strike.
Come on, 2-4, get it down. That is a huge run.
Will Holman's tried to bunt all three times now. He's been at the plate. There's a smash and right by the third baseman for a base hit. Third baseman Adam Kanapke was playing way in, and that zipped right by him.
Yeah, Jerry turned Willie loose on the 0-1 pitch, and he lines it into left field, and Willie's second hit of the game, and Indians in business here. Now we got Nick Twaits on with two on, nobody out.
Cade Wendell's at second. Will Holman is at first. Nick Twaits at the plate. So far, Nick is 0-1. He popped up to the second baseman, Alex Lemkol, back in the first, and he hit a sacrifice fly in the third, which scored our only run of the game, Riley Post. There's a call strike.
He hit that last one on the button out to right field. Got a good look at the big left-hander. Come on, Twaitsy. Come on, kid.
Nick Twaits' batting average at .277. Hits in the number three spot for the Indians. And misses for a ball. Just off the plate.
Wow.
Looked pretty good, although we're not, admittedly, we're not behind the plate where we can see if it's over or not.
We can still have our opinion. Don't ever stop us before.
That misses for a ball. It must have been, again, just inside. 2-1. Nick Twaits at the plate. See if he's guns this one. Here's the call strike, 2-2. Again, if you're tuning in for the Jay County game, that's at 105.3 FM or 1440 AM. Or on your smartphone, just go to WPGWradio.com and tap on Listen Live AM, and you can hear the Jay County game. Here's a smash to center field, and the center fielder is able to make the play. Wow, that was a rip, but Nick Twaits flied out to Jack Olberding.
Boy, Nick, Cade Wendell's got to be on third base there. I don't know what he was thinking there. When that ball was hit deep, he's got to be, I didn't think it was no way it wasn't going to get caught. He's got to be on third base there. He just blew a chance to get a runner at third with one out.
As speedy as he is.
Yeah.
Well, he's not, though, and here's Ben Holman. Ben 0 for 2 today, grounded out and flied out. There's call strike. Now that one I thought was not in the strike zone.
Big left-hander's pitch number 86 right there for the Minster Wildcats.
This is for a ball, one ball, one strike. Austin Brown, sophomore, is 4-0 on the year, is on the mound for Minster. He's a left-handed pitcher. Boy, they've had some great pitchers over the years. That misses for a ball.
Yes, they have. They just got good athletes. I mean, it's just Minster's got a program over here, and they produce, in all the sports.
Two balls, one strike. Foul at the plate, 2-2. And Mike Wiss, he's done a nice job on whatever. He's coaching basketball now, and of course, longtime baseball coach here. Took over for Nan Steck-Schulte. Austin Brown steps off the rubber.
Two balls, two strikes. One out here.
Yeah, when we played Minster in the girls' district in basketball, there's a swing and a miss, strike three, and Ben goes down. That's two away.
Come on, Reese.
When we played Minster in the district, I looked down on the bench, and there Nan was sitting on the bench. I said, I thought we got away from her.
Yeah, she joined the assistant coach rankings this year, and she's just a tremendous basketball, girls basketball coach, and any knowledge that Coach Wiss could get off of her, you know, he used, and it paid off because they, you know, they're young. They are loaded, and they'll be back next year, and it'll be another team we'll have to battle if we're going to make a run in the tournament and win the MAC.
There's a strike. Reese Rogers, the hitter. That's a ball. And the runners decide not to go. Reese Rogers told them to take the next bag, but they didn't. Two outs here in the fifth inning. 1-1 count to Reese Rogers. At least I thought it looked like Reese told him to go, didn't it?
Absolutely. He's got to go.
Here's the next pitch. This is for a ball.
Come on, Reese. Base hit here, kid.
Well, one thing that does for you, if you send them over to third and they get there, and then you got a chance to score on a wild pitch or something. And every run's counting in this game. It's 1-0. Indians are on top, in the top of the fifth inning. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 2-2 count. Reese Rogers at the plate. He's hitting .283. He's got one of the better bats on this team. Third best average. And he's been one of the more consistent hitters, too, over the whole season so far. Here's the pitch. Swing and a bounding ball. Maybe a tough play. First baseman got it and underhands it over to the pitcher, Austin Brown, and they get out of the jam. The Indians leave runners at second and third, or I'm sorry, at first and second, as the side is retired. So Reese Rogers retired there 3-1 rather, for the third out. So we're at the middle of the fifth inning. The score, it's Fort Recovery 1 and the Minster Wildcats 0.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Back here at Minster, we move to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Austin Shinneberry, who is the number six batter in the order, followed by Adam Kanapke and Jacob Hoying. 6, 7, and 8 in their batting order.
Boy, blew a big chance to add on there. First two guys on, nobody out. The heat of the meat of our order up, and they get a fly ball and a strikeout, and it's still 1-0, but Cade's got a no-hitter going, Rob, and he's looked very impressive so far through four.
We missed out on a couple of chances to score some more runs, but we do lead 1-0. The only run of the game came in on a sacrifice fly by Nick Twaits back in the third inning for Fort Recovery. Riley Post scoring. That's high for a ball. One ball, no strikes, says the batter. Austin Shinneberry steps in there. He's hitting .435. There's a call strike. Another one of the seniors. They have 7 in the starting lineup. He is the catcher. Misses for a ball. Steps out, gets a sign from his coach, Mike Wiss. 2 balls, 1 strike. Next pitch. That's ball 3-1. Be careful here, Kay. We don't want to give him a freebie. Here's the next pitch. Call strike. No, it's not. It's a ball. Ball 4. Ouch. Now that's his second walk of the game. He walked batter in the last inning. They've only had three base runners. An error to center fielder Will Holman, and then two base on balls. A bunt attempt, missed it for a strike.
Riley in at third. I agree. He's expecting a bunt. Squared around, missed it.
Riley Post, the third baseman for the Indians. He's one of the youngsters on this team. Here's a bunt attempt. Cade makes the play, goes to first for the out there, and it does successfully move the runner to second base.
Good job by Mr. Canapi. Gets a sack down. One out. Runner in scoring position.
Cade Wendell to Reese Rogers for the out. Moves Austin Shinneberry to second. That'll bring up Jacob Hoing, who's hitting 294. He struck out back in the third inning. Well, I don't know. You never know, but the bottom of the order is up. That should be a good thing for us. Here's a swing and a liner right to the shortstop, Ben Holman, for the out. And fortunately for Minster, Austin Shinneberry didn't get too far off the bag there.
Yeah, first pitch hitting. He's looking, expecting a fastball. Kate throws a heater in there. Kid takes a good cut at it. Hits a line shot right at our shortstop. Now we're going to have a pinch hitter. 34 is coming up.
Okay, that's going to be
Bain line. Is that correct?
Let's see here on my program. That is August Bain line, who must be the brother of Anthony Bain line. August is hitting 306. Anthony, who has been in that spot, is hitting 250.
Infield, knock it down. Let's make him get two hits to score a run.
So August Bainline, the pinch hitter here. Minster trying to tie the game up. Tying runners at second base with two outs. Bottom of the fifth inning. Big Mac game for Fort Recovery, trying to nail down a share of the Mac conference.
Come on, big guy. Come on, kid.
It's a swing and a foul back. We all knew this was going to be a toughie. And then we've got New Knoxville on Thursday, who really is one of the weaker teams in the league. So this is pretty much it right here.
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head there, partner. This is for all the marbles, if we're going to win this league.
There's a swing and a miss. Two strikes. No, 0-2.
Of course, we've never won the MAC. You know, so a lot of us diehards here are pretty eager to get a chance to get a little MAC title in baseball.
Cade shakes off a couple of signs by Cody Shinneberry. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Strike three. How about that pitch? We've been burned on 0-2 pitches a couple of times this year. I was kind of getting nervous there. But he strikes him out as August Bainline goes down. And it's no runs on no hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. The base runner, Austin Shinneberry, walking and stranded at second base. We're at the end of five. The Indians still lead 1-0.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with St. Henry Bank. Looking for a new home, farm, or business? Come see me today at 419-852-4049. We do banking the personalized way. We get to know you with a smile and a handshake. St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. It is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe in the sun this summer. Enjoy savings of 20% off all sunscreen and skin safety items in May at Kalp Pharmacy. Many national brands and special products, including Bullfrog's combined sunscreen and mosquito repellent, tan towels for a streakless tan, and natural chemical-free brush-on block powder sunscreen. So stop at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Arcanum, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Moving to the top of the sixth inning for the Indians, it'll be Cody Shinneberry, Joe Holman, and Ethan Shane coming up here. our number 6, 7, and 8 batters. Cody struck out twice today. So 0 for 2 against the sophomore pitcher Austin Brown. And there's a call strike. Brown is 4-0 on the year. Nice prospect for Minster, only a sophomore. Here's a bunt foul.
Nice bunt, Cody. Just went foul, but there's no way they was going to throw him out.
That's going to be close. Yeah, I think he would have beat it out. Joe Homan again is on deck for the Indians. Cody's batting average for the year at 170. Our team average only 230. So hitting has not been the forte for this Indian team, but pitching sure has been. And that's another case going on today with Cade Wendell throwing a no-hitter so far. With two innings left to go. We're in the top of the sixth. This is for a ball. Again, the Indians' first tournament game, the championship of the sectionals, next Friday at home at 5 o'clock against either Fostoria or Ada. There's a call strike, and Cody Shinnerberry goes down one away.
Looks like Nick Twaits is warming up in the Indian bullpen.
Joe Homan is your batter now. Well, I don't know. You know, Cade's done such a great job.
Oh, yeah.
I hate to pull him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not throwing like he's in a hurry to get warmed up out down there. I think he's
just kind of a precautionary measure.
I think maybe. So, too. I think Cade comes in and pitches a six, and if Jerry feels like he's wearing down because, you know, last year, Rob, we played Minster at home, and the score was 1-1. Cade threw a gem, and he gave up a hit, walk, grand slam. The Indians lost 5-1 last year against Minster. And he pitched just absolute perfect through seven.
Here's a foul off the right side. Makes the count 2-1 to Joe Homan. Joe singled last time up. He grounded out to the pitcher back in the second. 1-2 today.
I love the way these young kids are swinging the bat for us, Rob, getting on base.
Here's a swing and one right to the first baseman. Handcuffs him a little bit, but he makes the play. There's the out. First baseman Jack Heitbrink able to field it and tags the bag for the out. Two away, and that'll bring up Ethan Shane. Ethan singled last time up, and he flied out to center field the prior time on a well-hit ball. So he is 1-2, but has hit the ball nicely twice against Austin Brown. Here's a bounding ball to the third baseman. Nice play there. Here's the throw to first.
Nice play.
Adam Kanapke made a nice play at third base and gets the out. 5-3 as Ethan Shane is retired. A very quick inning for Austin Brown. No runs, no hits, no errors. We're at the middle of the sixth inning. The Indians still leading 1-0.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, we move to the bottom of the sixth inning, and this might be it for Minster because they got the top of the order coming up here.
Yeah, this is a huge inning, and Cade's been fabulous. Of course, Minster started looking for that first hit, Rob.
Wendell is still on the mound, and Nick Twaits goes to left field. Nick was warming up a little bit there the last at bat for the Indians, but just a precautionary measure for Coach Jerry Kalp. First batter here is the top of the order, Jack Oberding, hitting 278. He's 0-for-2 against K, grounding out twice to Ben Homan and to Joe Homan. There's a pop-up down the line and out of play.
That might have hit the big Suburban out there.
Well, I kind of parked it in danger territory, but I figured, hey, I've got insurance.
And this is Slick right here. We're right outside the press box.
Yeah.
We're parked.
Yeah. Cade Wendell doing a great job here. That's high for a ball. Two balls and one strike.
I mean, you're all about convenience.
Yeah. Absolutely. Isaac Smezing is on deck. Here's a liner to center fielder Will Homan. He's there for the outs. Right at Will. One away. Well hit ball, but Oberding is retired.
Nice job, Cade. Got behind the hitter, but threw a strike. Kid hit hard, but hit it right at our center fielder.
Here's Isaac Smezing, who's 0-for-2 today. He grounded out twice to Riley Post and to Joe Homan. Hitting 291, a senior shortstop for the Minster Wildcats. Here's the pitch from Cade Wendell. There's a call strike. I'll give Cade credit. I'll tell you what, he is just not wasting any time. No, he is pitching out there.
He's on a mission, ain't he? He's a senior. He's a leader. He wanted a ball today, and guess what? Give it to him.
There's one hit to Ben Homan. Tough play. Got him.
Nice job, Benny.
Ben wow. Able to keep it in front of him. He knocked it down. Couldn't make a clean catch of the ball. Knocked it down, though, and kept it in front of him, and then ended up getting him out on the throw to first. Isaac Smezing retired 6-3. Two away, and that'll bring up Alex Lemkuhl. He's hitting 481. He is also 0-for-2. Struck out and grounded out to Joe Homan.
Cade is at 68 pitches. Now, you talk about efficient.
That is efficient. There's strike one to Lemkuhl. Number three hitter in the order. There's a swing and a foul back. They have a giant screen here to keep the ball in play because there's a whole row of houses over there that probably got battered over the years.
Absolutely. And that's what's neat about this. You know, right on your side of the street, it's just houses after all the way around the ballpark. It really is a beautiful facility at Hanover Park.
That's in the dirt for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Cade Wendell on the mound.
You have a South Adams score in Jay County?
I do not.
That'd be a good one there, I think. Jay County coming off a doubleheader sweep over Muncie Central on Saturday. South Adams, we know they're really good.
Swing and a miss. They beat Minster, by the way. The ball got by Cody Shinneberry, but he gets it and throws to first baseman Reese Rogers, and there is the official strikeout recorded as Alex Lemkuhl is gone. It is a 1-2-3 inning. How about that?
Unbelievable. Keep her going, buddy.
One more half inning to go. We're into the seventh inning now. End of six. Fort Recovery 1 and Minster nothing.
What seems to be your problem?
Doc, every time I close my eyes, I dream of a turkey sandwich.
Did you go to the IGA today?
Why, yes.
You are simply thinking of the most wonderful experience of your day, so satisfy your dream and buy some turkey.
Moo, moo.
What is that cow doing in my lobby?
Oh, Doc, I was dreaming of a glass of milk.
Folks, sweet dreams. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I thought I dialed the time and temperature number.
This isn't time and temperature.
Don't you have something for everyone?
Are you one of Derek's friends?
Yeah, he sits beside me at school and always talks about how you guys have something for everyone.
We do with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. Why do you need to know the time and temperature?
So I know when it's okay to go out and play.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
New pitcher for the Minster Wildcats as Austin Brown pitched a heck of a game, but he's trailing 1-0. As coming in to pitch here is Alex Lemkuhl. Alex has only pitched 5 innings this year and has an earned run average of 1.40. So he's not been used very much.
No, but he's a senior again, and I'm sure Coach Wiss has a lot of confidence in his big right-hander.
This is the 6th game that he's pitched in.
So he comes in and relief quite a bit, yeah.
Well, the Indians will send up number 9, 1, and 2 here in the seventh inning. Riley Post, Cade Wendell, and Will Homan. And the goal of the inning is to try to get an insurance run as we lead 1-0.
That is the goal, is one run. Boys, get us one. Cade Wendell has not give up a hit through 6. Two guys got on via walk. And one guy had an error. So he's, like we said, he's threw about 70, 72 pitches. And I look for him to get a chance to finish it off. Come on, Riley. Lead us off here, kid. Young right-handed hitting Riley Post, number 9 hitter for Coach Cal.
I don't know what the score is now, but after the first inning, South Adams was leading Jay County 10-5. I don't know what happened there. I know the Patriots were using their ace pitcher tonight.
Yeah.
In Wyatt Giesman, but
wind blowing dead out at Jay County.
I don't know what happened. We're in the seventh inning. The Indians trying to get an insurance run. Riley Post, the first guy up here, in his account of 1 ball and no strikes to him.
For you Fort Recovery people, this game is on Channel 44, WTLW out of Lima. So it'll be on tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. So if you want to watch this game tomorrow, it'll be on our local cable.
There's a swing and a miss.
Riley does chase that high fastball, don't you, Rob? He likes the high fastball.
2-2 count now to Riley Post. First batter here in the seventh inning for the Indians. There's call strike 3. He is retired. Riley goes down. That'll bring up Cade Wendell. How many, you have just one cable system in Fort Recovery now, or do you have two cable systems? Do you have Comcast still over there?
I think there's, you never see it. I don't think too many people have Comcast anymore, but we have, everybody's kind of went to Wabash.
Wabash, yeah. I knew they were in town.
What's Portland's big cable? They Comcast, right?
Comcast, yeah.
I like my Comcast. But I, you know, you get that local sports for us on Wabash, and that's the only reason that I switched over.
There's a swing and a foul back. Local sports being 44.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, a lot of folks have DirecTV, Dish TV. Again, your batters, Cade Wendell. Cade has been on base every time. Walked twice and was hit by a pitch. And has done a heck of a job pitching for the Indians. It's high for a ball.
Come on, kid. Anyway. All right.
Ball 4. He gets on base 4 times today. How about that? 4 times, 3 walks, and a hit by a pitch. Here's Will Homan now.
Swinging a hot bat.
He's 2-for-3 today. Tried to bunt in the first and hit the ball after he bunted it when he got out of the box and was called out. Otherwise, he singled twice. That's in the dirt for a ball. Cade Wendell still has not stolen a base today. That shows you how much respect they have for Austin Shinnerberry behind the plate here for Minster.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. Come on, 2-4. A little bingo right here.
There's a swing and a fly ball. Should be caught by the center fielder. Comes in, makes the play for the out. As Will Homan flies out to Jack Olberding, that's 2 outs. And that will bring it up to Nick Twaits, the last chance for the Indians to get an insurance run here. Runner at first base with 2 outs. Nick Twaits has the only RBI of the game, a sacrifice fly back in the 3rd inning, driving in Riley Post. Otherwise, he has popped up to the second baseman, Alex Lemkuhl, and has flied out to the center fielder, Jack Olberding. Here we go with the next pitch in the dirt for a ball, and there goes Cade Wendell to second base on the wild pitch. It's not a stolen base, but hey, just as good.
That's right. It wouldn't surprise me to see them go ahead and walk Nick here.
Again, Alex Lemkuhl is the pitcher.
We'll
see what they decide to do. Catcher for Minster, Austin Shinneberry, goes out. Has a brief word of encouragement for his pitcher.
And
pats
they are
him on the back.
Go ahead and put Nick on first.
So Nick Twaits has walked intentionally. That puts runners at first and second with two outs, and that's going to bring up Ben Homan. Ben looking for his first hit today. Hit one back to the pitcher, flied out to center, and struck out. 0 for 3 for Ben Homan. His batting average, though, is a pretty good .298 on the year. Hits out of that number four spot, and this is it for him. This is what he likes to do, hit with runners in scoring position.
Come on,
pitch is a call strike. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. Runners go, and they both steal. Double steal.
Come on, Ben. Come on, kid.
They got a big jump there. 0-2 count, though, to Ben Homan. Alex Lemkuhl on the mound, right-handed pitcher. High for a ball. Makes it 1-2. Ben Homan, the batter, trying to drive home an insurance run here for the Indians with runners at second and third. Top of the seventh inning, Indians leading 1-0. There is a check swing, strike three. Went around, and the inning's over. Indians leave runners stranded at second and third. So no runs on no hits. There were no errors, and two runners were left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Fort Recovery hanging on to a 1-0 lead.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with St. Henry Bank. Looking for a new home, farm, or business? Come see me today at 419-852-4049. We do banking the personalized way. We get to know you with a smile and a handshake. St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this Mother's Day with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your mother or grandmother. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, we move to the bottom of the seventh. Cade Wendell remains on the mound for Fort Recovery, trying to finish out a shutout here.
And a no-hitter.
Oh, I didn't want to say that.
Yes, we got to say it. Are you jinxing?
No, I don't care. Yes, it is a no-hitter going here.
Either way, he's been absolutely phenomenal. Let's finish it off here, Cade.
Here's the pitch from Cade Wendell. Swing and a miss for a strike. He is facing some huge bats here. 3-4-5, 4-12, 3-45, and 4-35
averages.
He's
going to have to earn it. Absolutely.
Yes, he is. In the dirt for a ball. Your first batter, Jared Hilsman.
We got Reds baseball tonight?
We do. Reds in Milwaukee.
Yes.
It's a call strike. 1-2 now. Cade Wendell on the mound for Fort Recovery. Pitching a gem of a game here.
Yes,
swing and a miss.
Sir.
Strike three. As he had him searching for that one. Jared Hilsman retired. 1 away, and that'll bring up Jack Heitbrink. Heitbrink is the number 5 hitter in the order. And he is hitting .345. He is 0-2 today. He did reach on an error by Will Homan. Back in the second inning, and there's a swing and a miss for a strike as they just cannot connect on Cade Wendell's pitches today. There's another pitch. This is for a ball. Cade Wendell trying to nail down the game, which would give Fort Recovery almost for sure a share of the conference title at the very least. There's a swing and a miss for strike two.
Hard yet. Come on, kid. Finish it off.
You never know, but the Indians only have New Knoxville left, and they're one of the poorer teams in the conference. Strike three. He went around. Sir. Either went around or they called it a strike. I'm not sure. Two outs.
One more out for a no-hitter.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10 Ks now for Cade Wendell. That'll bring up Austin Shinneberry hitting .435. He's 0 for 2, actually 0 for 1 today. He did walk the last time. Struck out and walked. And it's 0-1.
Where that Indian dugout is on the edge of the step.
Swing and a miss, strike two.
Come on, baby, one more. You can bet his old dad is pretty excited down there in the dugout.
Here's the next pitch for Cade Wendell. Now he steps off the rubber.
Come on, finish us off here, 1-4. Come on, kid.
Here comes the next pitch.
Yes, sir!
Swing and a miss. Strikes out on a fastball. 11 Ks in the game. And the Indians win 1-0, and Cade Wendell mobbed over there by his teammates. How about that?
That is unbelievable. I tell you what, I just feel so good for that kid, Rob. And has he carried our ball club the last couple games or what? And the seniors step up, and you know, we talked about Nick not throwing today. Well, Jerry must have had an inkling because, man, a no-hitter and just absolutely dominated this. And this is no slouch of an offensive team in the Minster Wildcats. And to throw a no-hitter against these guys, that's impressive.
Cade Wendell with a no-hitter. Indians win 1-0. We'll wrap it up in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Now, giving you the final totals, one run on five hits for Fort Recovery. They did commit one error, which did not harm them. No runs on no hits for Minster, and they committed no errors. A very well-played game, Bob, with five hits and no errors for Minster, one error for us.
It was, Rob, and when you look at this, Cade threw 11 pitches that last inning, nine of them from swing and misses, and the game took an hour and 29 minutes. Now, that's pretty efficient. That's got to be the fastest game of the year.
11 strikeouts for Cade Wendell, which gives him a total of 35 on the year now. 35 strikeouts and 22 and one-third innings pitched. And he's only allowed 11 hits in those 22 and one-third innings. His record goes to 4-1. The Indians' record goes to 16-4 and 7-1 in the MAC now. And only New Knoxville standing in the way of the first ever MAC conference title for Fort Recovery. Real quickly, Cade Wendell was 0-for-0 officially today. He walked three times and was hit by a pitch to be on base every time. Will Homan was 2-for-4 with two singles. Nick Twaits was 0-for-2. He did have a sacrifice fly for our only RBI of the game. And he also walked once. He drove in Riley Post, the winning run, back in the third inning. Ben Homan was 0-for-4. Reese Rogers 0-for-3 today. Cody Shinneberry was 0-for-3. Joe Homan was 1-for-3 with a single. Ethan Shane was 1-for-2 with a single. Actually, correct myself, 1-for-3 with a single. And Riley Post was 1-for-3. That was a big hit, a single in the third, and he ended up scoring on the sacrifice fly by Nick Twaits to give us the only run of the game. Riley Post scoring that run. Again, a great win for Fort Recovery. They go to 16-4. Minster drops to 13-7. Minster is 4-4 in the league, and hard to believe that team is 4-4 in the league. They are a good team.
They are, Rob, and it just goes to show you the strength of this league. And they're getting ready to have senior night, and they have seven seniors over here, and it's bittersweet for them. You know, they hate to lose this one, but they'll be a very competitive team in Division Four.
Hey, thank you so much. We got to get out of here for Reds baseball.
Go Reds!
Reds in Milwaukee coming up next here on 100.9 on your FM dial. Have a very pleasant good afternoon, everybody. Again, that final score, the Indians pull off a 1-0 win over Minster's Wildcats, a gem no-hitter by Cade Wendell today. And our next broadcast, Thursday against New Knoxville.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball on WPGW Radio. Indians Baseball has been brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard and the sports department of WPGW Radio. WPGW, your Purple Pride Connection.